You're listening to Rattigan's Rockcast, a series focused on talking about music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even current. Now, here's your host, Tom Rattigan.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Rattigan's Rockcast. I am, of course, your host, Tom Rattigan. Thank you, whether you are listening to this on Amazon, Anchor, Spotify, YouTube, Castos, wherever you are on, I am glad you are on. Okay, let's begin. So, for this different approach of how I'm going to be doing my album reviews is I thought of going into a album series over one group. And I thought, why not I do Maroon 5, to be current? You know, because we've talked about 50s stuff, artists, we talked about 60s artists. Well, let's go a little bit current and talk about Maroon 5. Now, Maroon 5 is a big band that was big in the 2000s. They're still very popular. And I thought, why not dive in to their catalog and go over their albums? And the way I'm going to be reviewing these albums is, you know, going over the songs, going over what I like, what I didn't like, and I'm going to be ranking them in an interesting, unique way, at least I think, you know, so the way these albums are going to be ranked is, I decided, you know, considering the way to do it is American Idol, for instance, American Idol judges. That's how I'm ranking them. So, for instance, if it's a good album, it's going to be a Paula Abdul, because Paula Abdul was known of, you know, giving a lot of positive feedback to a lot of the contestants and all that. So that's why that's going to be a Paula Abdul. So if it's a bad album, it'll be Simon Cowell and all that. Because Simon Cowell, of course, was easy to criticize and all that. And if the album is, like, mixed, I feel, I'm going to give that a Randy Jackson, because Randy Jackson was good at, you know, doing both, you know, the compliments and the criticism. So that's why, I would give the mixed albums a Randy Jackson, ranking. So that's that. And why don't we dive into Maroon 5's first album, which was Songs About Jane. So, a little history of Maroon 5, though, is that they formed in 1994 when Adam Levine, Ryan Dusick, Mickey Madden, and Jesse Carmichael were in high school in Brentwood in California. They were Kara's Flowers because it was named after a girl they all had a crush on. They did actually were able to record three albums, and that was with Reprise Records, and But things ended up going down south. You know, they went to, they went to school and all that. And they drifted apart. And then they got back together and all that. Graham Nash actually helped them by funding a demo, by, you know, giving them money for a demo, and because his kids went to the same school as them. And they, when they were Kara's Flower, they opened for Crosby, Stills, Nash. He asked about his kids one day, like, whatever happened to them, and he said that, you know, his kids said they were giving up on the music business, and he just felt that they were too much of a good talent to go to waste, so he, you know, decided to help them, give them money for a demo, and, you know, later on they became Maroon 5, and, they released their first album, and that was with Octone Records, and they added, of course, James Valentine as the guitarist and all that. Jesse Carmichael is the keyboard player. Mickey Madden was the bass player. Ryan Dusick on drums, and Adam Levine as lead vocals and all that. Because people will say, when I say I'm a fan of Maroon 5, they'll be like, when they ask me what's my favorite current rock group or like a rock group of the 2000s, they'll be like, oh no, that's a pop group. And I really disagree in that sense, especially when you listen to this album, you can't say that they're a pop group, you know, when you listen to it. They definitely are a rock group when it comes to this album. And, you know, as time went on, Maroon 5 definitely has changed their style, and we'll go more into that as we look further into their catalog. But for this, review and all that, and to talk about this album, a lot of the songs work, you know? It's a good, even, you know, because this being released in 2002, the 2000s was known, really, I feel, you know, as an identity crisis for rock music, and all that, you know, of what rock was. But, you know, Maroon 5 kind of gave hope of, like, oh, maybe the decade has a chance with rock and roll. And I think I think it works. I mean, I think there's a lot of songs that are about, every song on the track, on the album, is about Adam Levine's ex-girlfriend. What a way to cope over your ex, you know? Hey, you know? Why not? It works pretty well. I think, you know, especially the first song on this album, Harder to Breathe, works pretty well. Very, very hard rock edge to it. The drums are good. Adam's voice is great. The whole band is in sync. And I mean, like, also, too, the way Adam Levine curses in songs, like, the way he, says the F word and all that, it just, you know, he picks up naturally. It's not like he's just saying it, you know, to say it, you know. It works well. Definitely has a lot of, definitely a lot of songs that include sex in it, you know, definitely has that sex edge to it, especially, you know, in that song. And then, of course, with, the second track, which is one of my favorites, or even my favorite Maroon 5 song of all time, which is This Love, and that's the second song. Harder to Breathe was the first single on the album, and then the second track was This Love, which also became the next single on the album, from the album, and of course it was a big hit for the group. It was released apparently 2 years though later after the album was released, because the album was released in 2002. That song came out in 2004. Hard to Breathe was the only single from the album that was released in the same year as the album. But it's hard to really describe what This Love is, you know, of just as a. But, like, it works pretty well with the guitar riff. The chorus is so catchy. I mean, I can't think of anybody that can't remember that chorus. I mean, This Love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. Her heart is breaking in front of me because I won't say goodbye anymore. And the way he goes, like, whoa. Yeah, I mean, just, you know, oh, damn, you know, and I love the bridge in the song, too, and I love how the keyboard is on that, and the harmonies on that area, too, and when Adam Levine, you know, sings this live, I like how he, addresses that, too, where he goes, like, and it really just works well, and how the chorus ends the song, and how they keep going with the chorus, and then when Adam Levine goes, like, emphasizes the last line, like, she said goodbye too many times before, like, the way he emphasizes before and all that, and really stretches that out, you know. And then the third song on the album is a studio track, which is Shiver, and Shiver is another song that has a lot of, like, that hard rock edge, definitely, you know, harsh lyrics towards somebody in a relationship. Like I said, all the songs were about Adam Levine's ex-girlfriend, you know, all the songs implied were something about her. So, you know, yeah, no, it's definitely, yeah, like I said, a way to cope over somebody, I guess, and, you know, a healthy way to release a album over it, you know, why not? I think it's a good song. Definitely has, you know, dirty, you know, definitely the lyrics are interesting, like, enjoy the taste I leave in your mouth. I'm not going to explain what that means to our viewers. I'm sure you understand, but if you don't, you are going to have to look that up. The fourth song on this album is She Will Be Loved, which is the other big single. I remember every day. And this was in 2004, this is when the song was released as a single, so it makes sense. But I remember every day on my way to kindergarten, hearing that song on the bus. The same road. It was the same road I would hear that on. So She Will Be Loved was collaborated with Adam Levine and James Valentine. This Love was Adam Levine and Jesse Carmichael. And yeah, now the one problem I do notice with like the album and comes with, you know, having the four main singles of this album as like basically three of them starting off the album, you know? And honestly, I feel if you're gonna do that, put Shiver later in the album and have Sunday Morning be the third track to, you know, keep consistency with all the singles. And you know, it's a way for people to, you know, hear the singles, but then after that, hear something more. And listen, the counter argument could be that, you know, you need to spread out the singles, or you need to, you know, so, you know, people don't just hear the singles, so people hear more of the album and not just what they hear on the radio all the time, you know, because if they just hear the singles first, they might not care for the rest of the album, you know. You want to spread them out, and that's why I think, too, you know, it's like that, you know, spread out, you know, even have She Will Be Loved later in the album then, you know, instead of, so either have Sunday Morning earlier in the album, like as the third track, or also put She Will Be Loved later in the album, like Sunday Morning, and, yeah, and then put, like, you know, two other, you know, tracks that you might not, know as much. So yeah, so we have She Will Be Loved, and then the next two tracks are album tracks, which also to, you know, I think are what I would say, you know, can stand out, like Tangled and The Sun. The Sun I really love. I love, like, the lyrics in that. I love how the lyrics, I feel like, interplay with the music. The battle's almost won, and we're almost 7 miles from the sun. And I love when that line is said, like, it feels like battle music, too, the way the drums are going on that, too. It definitely feels like some kind of, you know, battle type of song you would hear. So that works really well. The seventh song is the fifth single, which is Must Get Out. Now, I feel like the singles, you know, having that be the fifth single, it's like everybody kind of forgets that song, and like the four main singles are the ones that everybody remembers, like Harder to Breathe, Sunday Morning, This Love, She Will Be Loved. And I almost compare it to Michael Jackson's Off the Wall, which we covered earlier, you know, about a week ago it was released. In, you know, that edition, I kind of go over how, you know, like, yeah, like, how there was, like, the four singles that were big, you know, of course, like, Rock With You, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, you know, the song Off the Wall, which is the title track, and She's Out of My Life. Then there was the single Girlfriend. That's kind of what Must Get Out is, with, you know, the rest of the four songs. That's, like, because it's, like, and also, too, it was, because the album came out in 2002, and that single was released in 2005. They spread out the singles pretty much because, like, Hard to Breathe came out in 2002, but for some reason they put, This Love, She Will Be Loved, and Sunday Morning in 2004, and then they put Must Get Out in 2005. I don't know why they did that. But, you know, yeah, I mean, Must Get Out is a really good song. And, you know, the opening lyrics definitely do a good job at hooking, you know, what, you know, to expect in the song. And, you know, Adam Levine has a good style of going a little bit fast with how he's delivering the lyrics. Yeah. And then the eighth song is, of course, Sunday Morning, which, that's another one of my favorite Maroon 5 songs. That's definitely on my top 10 list of one of the best songs on there, I feel like. It works well. Adam Levine's voice works. The music works. I mean, listen, Adam Levine at times can have a high voice. And it can sometimes, I feel like, not always be the best. And he doesn't always have, like, the best, you know, soulful voice and all that. But, you know, it's not distracting. And this is a good example of that, too. Like, it's not distracting. And it's funny. I'm going a little off tangent. But when I talk about high, I notice that my voice is high, too. So, yeah, I'm one to talk, right? I mean, yeah. But I'm not talking high now. I'm talking really low. Okay, let's get back on track. But, yeah. No, so, yeah. And it just, no, I think, like, I love the chorus. I do. I remember, you know, hearing it in middle school for the first time. And my mom told me she already knew the song for a few years at that point. And, you know, I ended up listened to that over and over again. I loved it. I remember going to a show that my cousin was at, and somebody performed that song, and it just, like, I just feel like, how could you not like this song? It's a very beautiful type of song, too, and definitely one of the best ballads from them. The ninth song is Secret, and that song is a little less memorable for me. Like, that's one of my least favorite songs on the album. Like, even though it is an okay track. The same with Not Coming Home. That's my other least favorite song on the album. But a song that I think really stands out and, you know, really helps make this a rock album is Through With You. And it reminds me a lot of, you know, it's similar to Harder to Breathe and all that, with the types of hardcore lyrics coming at you, like you ain't never coming back to me, and the way Adam sings it, and the way the group, you know, plays their instruments on it. It just works so well as this, like, anger type of song, like, you know? It works so well. And, like, at the end, too, of, like, going, like, I got to let you know, and the way he slows down, and you know how the instrumentation slows down while he sings, like, I got to let you know. You could totally tell the anger in it and totally tell the emotion in it as well. And, yeah, no, I think it helps definitely make this album, more of a, you know, rock album and all that stuff, too. So, definitely a song I think highly of for this album. So then the last track we have is Sweetest Goodbye. And I think Sweetest Goodbye, it worked, like, it's similar to sort of like how, a little similar to Through With You in the melody style, but slower and a softer ballad. And I think the album works with starting off with a hardcore rock song, like Harder to Breathe, and ending with a softer ballad, and all that. And like I said, I don't feel like the track listing is perfect, but I feel like for Harder to Breathe, it works well as that being the first, the opener to the album. And I think Sweetest Goodbye is a good way to end the album. And especially in the title, it has goodbye in it. It even works a little bit better, you know, having that. But, you know, yeah, and, has lines, of course, about, you know, Adam Levine's ex again, you know, yeah. Talk about relationship issues. I've always loved it. And I say, too, that if they had a sixth single, this would be it. And this song was written just by Adam Levine. Jesse Carmichael is not credited on this, and James Valentine either. This is just credited to Adam Levine. And, yeah, it works well to end the album. And So to add up my final thoughts on it, on the album, I think it's definitely a great rock album for the 2000s, definitely a great debut album for the band, definitely shows what they're capable of, definitely shows that rock style. We don't see something, you know, it is a different sound because also too considering Ryan Dusick, this was the only album that he was with the group. He had to leave due to injuries that he got on while he was touring, like wrist injuries and all that stuff, too. So he ended up having to leave the band after the album and after a few years of performing with the group when they were, promoting the album and all that, and they were still performing. But, that's the thing, too, though. Maroon 5 now, it has, like, kind of gotten, I feel like, a little bit more overproduced and more, you know, there's more musicians and more people involved when this album, like, it works well. It's simple. Like, you know, Maroon 5, you think of it's five guys, and that's what it is. It's five guys, and that's all it is on the record. That's all it is, really, you know. That's really how you hear it. It's like, it just sounds like five guys on a band, you know, it just sounds like a simple five-piece band, and that's what works. What works about it is it's a simple five-piece band album, and it's a good rock-style album for a decade where we don't know what the future of rock is. So, Songs About Jane definitely gets a Paula Abdul for me.
We love you, we love you, we love you!
So, with that said, thank you guys, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.